Jenny in Maine is calling in with a crawl space question. What can we help you with?
Well, I seem to have a mold problem on things that are on the floor in my house.
Things that are on the floor in your house, like what kinds of things and where is the mold forming?
Well, when I took my fall shoes out of my closet, I had some shoes that were moldy, or I had an old knapsack in another closet that was moldy. Yeah.
Okay, so closets, mold in closets is not unusual, and it's not necessarily because they're on the floor.
It's just air circulation because
there's no air that moves in there, correct? I would try to lower the relative humidity inside the house. You would start in the crawl space. Now, the crawl space has a floor. The floor is dirt?
No, concrete.
It's concrete, all right.
Yeah.
And what kind of space? You have enough room to get in there and move around?
Yeah, you can't stand up, but
What I would do. I would put some plastic down on top of the concrete floor. This will stop some of the humidity that's going to be evaporating up from the floor into that space. The second thing I would do is make sure that the vents are open all the way around. The third thing I would do is I would make sure that the grating at the outside of the foundation perimeter and the gutter system is doing whatever you can to get it to run water away from the house. We want to try to avoid a lot of water collecting against the foundation walls, and it will collect if it's very flat there, if there's no pitch away, or if the downspouts are dumping right there. Because that water will work its way in and under the crawl space. It'll evaporate it up, and it gets into the floor structure, goes through the insulation, and basically raises the humidity. As far as those closets are concerned, you need to get some ventilation in there. You can either add some vents to the closet walls themselves so that you get some air from inside the house circulating in there. You could replace the doors with louvered doors, whatever it takes.
Can you just cut the doors down like an inch?
Yeah, you could have a gap under the doors as well, but you need to get some air in there because that's very, very common in those stuffy, damp places because you'll have lots of mold food and you have lots of moisture and lots of air, and that's what causes it to grow.
Okay, great. That sounds good.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.